Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hacking Your Leadership and send us a message on community. The number is in the podcast description below. On this episode, I want to talk about the importance of feedback even when nothing is wrong. I had an employee come up to me to say that they felt like their boss, they never knew whether or not they're about to lose their job or get written up or reprimanded, that he just kind of like had to assume that that if the boss wasn't saying anything, that everything was fine. And in the context of this particular person who said something to me, they're a completely remote employee. And so there are probably a lot of people in the same situation where they haven't been able to kind of look their boss in the eye for a while, maybe an occasional Zoom call, or maybe you're in the office and your boss just kind of like leaves you alone. You know, the importance of really talking to your people even when nothing is wrong.
It's interesting because I think that in a lot of antiquated approaches to like jobs and leadership is kind of like, you know, we'll talk about your performance once a year with a review, or we'll do this, or like you only really get engaged if you do something wrong.
Right.
You know, like there's all these things that happen that way. So you have a lot of people that are just like, well, like I think I do a good job, right? Or if I have a leader who tells me like you're doing some great work, then that's awesome. But like not everybody has that.
Right.
And there's a lot of ambiguity and kind of gray area sometimes in like just doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I think that as leaders, especially in the virtual world, or in spaces where like I think of like professional creative people that are constantly like having to do things. We know a lot of podcast editors just from in our podcast space.
Oh, yeah.
And so like they're constantly like just doing editing and doing maybe social media stuff for clients. And it's like, I keep doing it, sending it in, and it's good. And, it, you know, like, no, somebody's like, thank you, and they use it, thank you, and they use it. But, like, is thank you building my confidence that you want me to keep working on it or that I have a contract or that I'm going to work here? I don't think so. And so, like, there's this need sometimes, I think, in a lot of spaces in leadership to make sure that not just people that know that they're doing a good job, but you actually take the time to make sure they feel that there's some stability in the work that they're doing.
Right, right. I want to make sure we don't get off on the wrong track here, because this isn't about some sort of like, you know, soft kind of like, you know, tree hugging, like, oh, you got to make sure people feel good. That is part of it. But if you're a leader and you like what you're seeing, you want more of what that thing is. And telling a person that they did a great job on something, not just, hey, great job, but being very specific on why you are giving them this feedback. Hey, great job on this. This is exactly what I liked. That the reason this is important is because if just thinking about how I operate as a person, if I'm not getting any feedback, and I, even if I'm doing something right, I might make little tweaks here and there because I'm trying to make it better. Because if I'm not hearing any feedback, then I might be thinking, well, whatever I'm doing is probably fine, but how do I make it even better? Well, if I'm thinking that and I go on the in the wrong direction because I've never been told that what I was doing was actually fantastic, it was just, you know, you get the thank you, then I might end up going in the wrong direction from where I needed to be. But if I get direct feedback saying this specific thing that you did is why I liked what you submitted, the work that you submitted or what you're doing, I'll be sure to do more of that. And, you know, growing up in a household where, you know, I had, you know, a mom who, you know, thought I did a great job even when I didn't do a great job, and a dad who it truly was no news is good news. Like if I heard nothing, I was like, yes, you know, dad didn't say anything. That means I did a good job. It is really important to me as a leader to make sure I'm giving my people that feedback, that positive feedback when it's actually happening. It doesn't make them less likely to keep going. It doesn't make them be like, oh, I got the positive feedback, time to shut down and coast because I've accomplished. No, it doesn't do that at all. It makes them want to work harder to get that kind of dopamine rush that you gave them from the kudos you gave them the first time. And so Lorenzo, what I want to ask you is, how do you give your people this positive feedback in a way that doesn't lead them to shut down or think that their job is done here? They want to keep doing it, keep working hard, but at least it gives them some clarity on what exactly they did right so they can, you know, replicate it again. I want to get your answer on that, but first I want to give it up to a word from one of our sponsors. All right, Lorenzo, how do you make sure you don't fall into this trap of just believing that no news is good news and that your people actually need to hear some feedback from you even when they're doing well?
Well, I think you have to have a lot of intent to that. I think there's going to be spaces where you can, you know, recognize people in larger groups where, you know, you're going to see things that that just pop out where you're like, I'm going to go, that somebody did a great job. So like, I think a lot of times from a leadership standpoint, the great jobs are the ones that you get to kind of celebrate, and they happen quite often. It's the good jobs, or it's even the jobs where people are working to get better at something, and maybe they haven't accomplished it yet. So, you know, as a leader of leaders, what I like to do is have my leaders have me go talk to people that are doing good work or that are showing the right behaviors or the right talents or the right things that we know long term will be great work, and have the leader there tell me in front of the person what it is that they're doing and you know why they appreciate them and the work that's going on, and kind of brag on them a little bit. And that allows me to be able to then be in a vicinity to say, thank you for that. This is amazing work. You know, what else would you need to continue down this path of what you're going on? So those to me are the ways that you can be very proactive in intentionally looking for those people, again, that are just doing good work, or that they're showing you all the right behaviors and things to get there. It also helps to solidify their relationship with the leader, the person that's giving them direction directly. Like, that is really important to building those relationships and solidifying that when it comes to being a leader of leaders. So I just think you have to be proactive. And I think somebody said a long time ago, like, catch somebody doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to focus on trying to find somebody doing something wrong.
Right.
Catch them doing something right and tell them that you appreciate their consistency and what they're doing, and that it may just seem like they're just doing their job, but it's more than that, because just doing your job is allowing us to deliver a consistent experience for a client or for a customer, and that's appreciated. That consistency is very much appreciated.
Right, I agree with that. I also think it's important to give people positive feedback, even if all they're doing is just whatever the minimum expectation of their job is. You not every day can be full of things that game change the organization, or that, you know, change the way you move forward. There are a lot of days where it's just this is the job and the employee is doing the job. And if you have enough of those days in a row where you don't have that connection to be able to say, hey, I want to tell you how much I appreciate the job you're doing. I've just noticed that the work that you're doing is consistent. I like that you're putting the effort in. I can tell that the steps that you take, the behaviors that I see, you know, the results that you're submitting, whatever it is, it meets the standard of the organization, and I really appreciate it. This isn't you changed the game, you went above and beyond, you invented something new. It's just being able to do your job every day. The ignoring of those things and the focus only on these kind of game-changing things, those are the behaviors from leaders that drive employees to think that their day job doesn't matter and it's just about what extras they can do. If you want a staff full of people who understand that the cake is more important than the icing in terms of getting promoted, opening doors for themselves, just doing their job well, you need to give them feedback that they're doing their job well when they're doing it. And I think it gets forgotten out of a lot of leaders. It's not malicious, but it's just something that kind of goes by the wayside, because in a lot of jobs, when it's done right, we just don't notice anything. It's only when something is done wrong that the feelers go up and go, oh, wait, this isn't what it should be, so now I got to address this. When it's going right, you just kind of move along. Don't find yourself in a situation where you're allowing that to lead you to just not say anything.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think a lot of times the temptation is to live in the extremes, right? Where somebody is getting your attention because they're just not doing what they should be doing, or they're causing issues, or they're causing mm-hmm. problems, or whatever the case is, or somebody is outputting some type of a result or something that is just far and beyond the kind of the average. And so you spend time over there saying, oh, well, like, that may be showing me a potential, or let me go spend sure. time with the person who's really out there. And we unintentionally, I think, ignore those that are consistently showing up and just doing very good, consistent work. And yeah, that can be something that, again, you have to be proactive and plan for. You have to think about, you have to make sure that your communication is done in such a way that it's not the copy repeat template matching of how you give recognition, but you look for opportunities to really, you know, recognize people for their consistency and for just doing a good job. I think it's really important, especially especially this day and age. I think it's to establish cultures where people are in different places in their kind of careers and development. And, you know, like sometimes just doing really good work is exactly what's needed right now to build muscle and experience and tenure and really mastery of a skill. You don't want people to feel like they're not being noticed because they're spending time being really good at the thing they're supposed to be doing.
100%. I remember very clearly many years ago, a boss of mine walked into the store that I was working in, and I said hi in just kind of a greeting as they walked in, and they didn't hear me. They didn't hear me say it. They were kind of in their own little world, and I found out later they didn't hear me, but they didn't say anything. They didn't look up. They didn't say anything. They just walked by. For the rest of that day, now this is 20-year-old me, for the rest of that day, I was sure I was about to get fired because just of a simple miscommunication. So anybody listening has been in a situation like that where they misread something from someone and they believed that it meant their job was in jeopardy. You don't want to be a leader in a situation where your people are wondering whether or not they have job security or whether they're doing a good job because they haven't heard anything from you. Don't let the space fill itself with whatever the worst case scenario is. Fill the space for your employees with what the actual scenario is. If they're doing a good job, tell them, even if it's not game changing.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.